Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jim Breidwesser. Batting eighth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dick Donovan. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Sam Dente. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting 7th. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting 8th. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. And now, play ball. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente bunts towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith moves to third. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser strikes out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Niemann moves to second. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen strikes out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan moves to second. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell is hit by the pitch. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0-for-0 in the game. Dente hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woodling moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rivera moves to third. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser is 0-for-1 in the game. Breidweiser hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Dente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Rivera scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Niemann moves to second. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0 for 1 in the game. Donovan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia bunts in front of the plate. Moss fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, with Fox covering, for the double play. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0 for 1 in the game. Dente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fain for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. Dropo moves to second. Two outs. Ron Northey pinch hits for Jim Bridewesser. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Moss hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-2 in the game. Donovan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moss moves to second. Ray Narlski now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel now playing shortstop. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Strickland bunts towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith is walked intentionally. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0-for-2 in the game. Dente hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Woodling moves to second. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Fain is walked intentionally. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woodling scores. Fain moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Harry Bird now pitching. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Niemann strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Narlski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Moss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 0-for-1 in the game. Narlski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0-for-3 in the game. Dente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy pinch hits for Harry Bird. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kell hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen catches it and throws to first to double up Fox. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.